here for the past few months. You haven't been able to travel with me. And then I mentioned earlier in the prayer room, my youngest daughter is sick, and so we have to take turns with my oldest daughter for standing there with her. And so I praise the Lord she's with me today. Also, I want you folk to know we cannot do what we do without people such as you all. We cannot get the work done without the local church, and so we praise the Lord for that. You all been faithful in supporting us, and you all are covering this as well as I am. I'm sure you support other Rock of Ages ministry. You support the ministry as a whole, but you do support all of the southeastern states. Those are the states that I'm director over, and we certainly do cover your prayers. Continue to pray for us. There's a lot of changes that are taking place in the prison system. They're not allowing, in certain states are not allowing us to preach a lot, but to teach. And so there's nothing wrong with that as well, okay? So they are cutting out our visitation, not an Alabama campaign. That's still a go, amen. But certain states are really cutting out some of our ministry work there. And we ask that you all pray for us. They allow us to teach in the day and preach at night. What's wrong with that? So we praise the Lord for that as well.
Brother Ken, we are having our Alabama campaign annually. That's once a year, Brother Dunsford and I. And I normally hit that up. And you all pray for us. Those meetings as well. We trust that every prison will be available to us. And also, they're going through a lot of other trainings every year. You have to have the Alabama training. This year, we have 3 trainings, but it all will be in conjunction to our meeting. We're going through the FEMA, PREA, that's what it is, training there in the regular state training. And then you're going to the female facility, we got to have training for that, okay? So training. But it's all good, okay? It's going to be a help to us as well. So you all pray for us in that particular area. If you will take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 73, I have several things on my mind here, but I did not bring my glasses, so I said if I couldn't see my Bible, I'll go to my notes, okay? But since I can see it, we'll look at Psalm 73, okay? Psalm 73, if you have it, we'll give you a chance to get it. And I'm not going to take a whole lot of time tonight, but we're going to go through every verse, okay? It's not a long chapter, but I'm not going to read it right now. I'm going to read 2 verses, and then we'll pray. But I'm going to try to cover it all within the period of time that I do have, okay? And so you all pray that that we get through this, and I pray that the Lord would open your eyes to some things, and I pray that we leave here different than the way we came in, amen? And so that's what church service is all about, amen? You're going to get some information for transformation. Yes. To better fit you, yes, to go out there in your communities and your workplaces and whatever and make a difference in others' lives, okay? Now, notice it said, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as of a clean heart, I'm on a pure heart. Now, notice it's in verse 2, we're going to look at verse 2 and we're going to pray. I want to elaborate a little bit, and we're going to pray. But as for me, there's a comma there. I hope you got the same Bible I got. But he said, but as for me, he speaks of the whole nation. He said, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as a clean heart. But as for me, he said, my feet were almost gone. My step was well nigh slipped. Now I'm going to read verse 3, I'm sorry. For I was envious. Notice now, I was envious at the foolish when I want you to focus on this one word, saw. Say saw. Saw the prosperity of the wicked. Now, let me ask this question here before we pray here. Now, how many of you, and I'm pleased, we're in church. You can pull off your mask tonight. We're all in the same boat. Now, how many of you gotten just downhearted because you listen to me carefully, man, you catching and you see those of the world is just prospering and doing real well. And you wonder, Lord, boy, you're wondering, why not anything happening to them? Well, why is it that all have to be me all the time? You ever get like that? You ever get into this pity party? And you understand them, so you wonder, man, look at them people. Man, they're probably doing well, and man, look at me. Man, seem like I'm catching it. You ever been like that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this night you've given us. Thank you so much for who you are. Father, I thank you so much for to know that we're all in the same boat, Lord, but we do love you. And help us, Lord. We are needy people. I do pray tonight, if there's any here that do not know Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I pray tonight will be the night of salvation for them. Yes. Father, I do pray that you would encourage and challenge our hearts in such a way that we'll leave here different than where we came in. We do love you. We do thank you so much for who you are. And Father, we give you all honor and glory for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm sure all of us have read this passage of scripture before. But I want to help you. I want to conclude this. We're going to conclude this on a good note tonight. Amen. And so we see here tonight, he said, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as a clean heart or a pure heart. But as for me, my feet were almost slipped. Listen to me carefully. We're almost gone. He's about to back up. He's about to backslide. Yeah. Y'all have been like that before? Come on, and sometimes you say, well, what's the use? You ever get a bit like, you ever go through some things, man, and seem like when you're coming out, look like the Lord turned the heat up?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
You know, when people say when it rains, it pours, and all these things, you know, it get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. My mom, buried her Thursday, and a special lady, you know, when mom and I used to talk every day, you know, and she would remind me of, and my sister and all, we all, this lady that we grew up, she was an old lady when we were younger, and she's dead now. But she couldn't count. She would say, if it's not one thing, we're going to try and triple it. She's 100. If it's not one thing, it's two.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. If not one thing, it's another, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so here he see here, it's in verse 3, he says, for I was envious. Now the word envious, he was envy. He was jealous. Notice what he said. I was envious at the foolish when I saw. I want y'all to focus on that now. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Now, he's going to give us a summary of the wicked and etc. But I want to help you with some things tonight. Now, notice that word saw. Now, number one, looking affected his sight. See, he began to look out. He began to look in the wrong direction. He began to look at the wrong folk, and it affected his eyesight. He said, when I saw, it affected his eyesight. Now, looking also affected his feelings. He said, I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And number three here, we see looking affected his heart. Why? He was about to slip. He was about to go backwards. And so looking causes a lot of problems when you're looking at the wrong things. Because he was looking at the foolish and the prosperity of the wicked. That's what he was doing. Can I tell you something, my friend? We are not to look at the wicked and envy the wicked because they're prospering. Y'all understand? Listen, our citizenship is in heaven. Y'all understand? We're just passing through. Y'all understand that? And see, we shouldn't get our eyes fixed and tucked. Let's be careful. His eyes was fixed. On the wicked. How many of you have had hard times and you begin to look at the wrong things? Huh? And it affected you in such a way that your foot, he said, his feet were almost gone and my steps were well nigh slipped. In other words, he began to. Y'all see that? You ready for this? He began to be slack on reading his Bible.
Sure.
He got slack in going to church. You'll see this in a minute, okay? He got slack in church. He got slack in fellowshipping with God's people. Y'all see that? That's exactly what happened. Why? Because he was looking at the wrong things. And folks, y'all ready for this? A lot of times we even look at material things that people have. Huh? Do we not? Now notice what he says here about the wicked. Now look at verse 4. For there is no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. You ready for this? He said, man, seem like they, listen, don't seem like anything happened to them. Even when they seem like, you ever hear people, and I don't know about you, but people died and you know they're wicked. They're dead and went to hell and didn't have a smile on their face.
Yeah.
And people preach him in heaven. Man, he sure had a smile on his face when he died. That don't mean he went to heaven. And he said, let's be careful. There's no bands in that death. And we had preachers to preach them in heaven, haven't we?
Yes, sir,
and knowing they're in a place called hell. And so he said, there's no bands in their death. Listen to me carefully. They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. You know what he's saying? No, you know what he's saying here? Listen, they don't get in trouble. They're wicked. They're doing wrong things. And guess what? Hey, listen, they're never in trouble.
Yeah.
Don't seem like nothing ever happened to them. And that's what he's saying here. I'll drop water here. Notice what he said here. He said they're in no trouble. I need a whole lot here. I'm in trouble now, huh, bro? All right. But notice what he said here. He said, for they are not in trouble as other men, and neither are they plagued like other men. You see that? And notice, he said, look like they get away with everything.
Right.
Yeah. You ever see a person, boy, you know he's crooked, boy, you say, oh, his time going to come, man, his time going to come. And boy, you wish his time going to come. It seemed like it never happened.
Yeah.
He gone, live his life, and he died. Yeah. But guess what? His time come. I want to get ahead of myself. And we look at that stuff. Now, notice what else he says here. It's going a little further here. He says, therefore, pride compasseth them. About as a chain, violence and it'll cover them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart can wish. Whew. I mean, they're filthy rich now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's envy those people.
Sure.
He said they have more than heart can wish. And you wonder how in the world God allowed them to have that, and we can't have it. His eyes affected his sight. It affected his feelings. It affected his heart. And could I tell you something? When the act of the heart, when the heart gets in it, you messed up. When the heart gets on the wrong thing, you have messed up. Notice what else he says here in this verse here. They are corrupt, okay, and speak wickedly. He said, wickedly, okay, he said, concerning oppression. And then it says here, they speak lawfully. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people, okay, return hither, and the water of a full cup are wrung out to them. Now, you ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Not only that it affects our eyes, and it affects our feelings and our heart. You ready for this? Then we begin to look up to him. I want to be like you. He's talking about his people. You know what people? He's talking about God's people. You know how we envy, and I'm not against how we envy these sports stars and movie stars and all. Boy, when we see them, boy, we get off the fridge. We want to get to take the autograph and all this old kind of stuff like they're somebody. And we look up to them, man, boy, I'm telling you, man, you know that guy? Man, look at no. Christians ought not even look up to people like that. These people need God. Amen. And see, our problem, we look up to them. Huh? There's time we sin, we tremble, boy, because he's so-and-so. Y'all understand that? And at least they didn't even look up to them. Notice what he says here in the next verse. He said, and they say, how doth God know? And is there in the knowledge and in the Most High? Notice what he said. He said, behold, now I want you to check this out clearly now. And I want you to check this out. He wants you to investigate. Now, behold, notice what he said. These are the ungodly who prospered in the world. They increase in riches. He said, now these are those that prosper in the world.
Yes.
Notice what he says here about himself. Now notice he's looking out. Now he's going to begin to do something. He's going to begin to look within. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in what?
He said, Lord, look like I'm serving you for nothing. We never got like that, have we? You ever felt like you've been serving God for nothing? All these things you did. I know this is going to get a little deeper. I'm just reading verses to you tonight. I'm supposed to be a help to you. He said, verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my heart in vain. Okay, his heart in vain. And wash my hands in innocency. You see that? He said, for all the day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. You know what he's saying? Lord, listen. All day long, Lord, seem like I've been, listen to me, then please excuse this expression, seem like I've been getting my butt whooped every day. Lord, look like every time I turn around, something happening to me. Every time I turn around, every time I try to do what's right or whatever, look what happened to me. You ever got like that? No matter what I try to do. Lord, I read your Bible. Lord, I come to church. You understand? Lord, I pray. Now, look like, Lord, I'm just serving you for nothing. All day long. Seems like I'm just plagued and chastened. Now, this is a child of God here now.
Right.
Boy, we can get ourselves in a terrible shape for looking at the wrong things, can't we? Notice what else he says here. Now, he's looking within. He says, all day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, okay, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of the children, of thy children. You understand? Notice what he's saying. And he realized, and listen, I'm not going to say some things I want to say, but I won't say. Because I don't want to offend. You understand? I don't want to put everybody else in the same boat I'm in. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
He said, truly God is good to Israel. Truly God is good to us. But notice he's saying, hey, if I say thus and thus, I don't want to offend. Listen, be careful. He don't want to offend the people of God. You understand? So he's singling himself out. We ever get him in those pity parties? That's what he was. So he wanted to talk about everybody. He said all day long, we. Because notice he said, truly God is good to Israel. But as for me. So now notice he said, now he excluded himself. That's a pity party. You ever excluded yourself? Huh? From everybody else? So he's taking it what? Personal. See, when you exclude yourself, you're in trouble. Oh, he said, truly God is good to Israel. But as for me, he's taking it personal. Notice what else he says here. It won't take long, but I want to help you with this. Notice what he says here. When I thought to notice, you see this inside thing here? When I thought to notice, it was too painful to me. Otherwise, what he's saying here, he said, what he did inventory and pondered his heart and studied it out. He said, listen, it was too painful for me. I was miserable.
Yes.
Have you ever been there? Notice what he says here. I want you to see this.
Yes.
There's not a comma there. But I want you to say one, the first word of chapter, I mean, verse 17 with me. Just the first word, what it says.
Until.
Say it again.
Until.
One more time.
Until.
Until. Listen to me. I went into the what?
Sanctuary
of God. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God.
Yes.
Can I tell you something, my friend? What church is good for you?
Amen.
The right place. I tell you what, I was the right place this morning. I think you were the right place this morning. And so guess what? Not until you went into the sanctuary, guess what? He wasn't there by himself. He was there to get help. Amen. And so until I went into the sanctuary, he said, listen to me carefully, I then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. Now, how are they brought into desolation? He said, as in a moment, they are utterly what? Consumed with terror. He's talking about the wicked. Now he's talking about himself. Let me go a little further here. He said, as a dream, when one awaketh, so, O Lord,
When thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Now notice, going back to himself. Thus my heart was grieved. I was pricked in my reign. He said, my heart was grieved. I was pricked in my reign. Now, this reign here is not reign in the kingdom. He's talking about his inward parts. Some people call it the reign here of the mind, some of the heart. But let me give you a little further. Let me go a little further here. He was even talking about his kidneys and his liver. Those make up, you make up your thinking process. See, when a person, I don't know if you know anybody that have had liver problems or kidney problem, it mess with your mind. You hear me? It mess with your mind. So guess what? He's not only just looking at here. You had that gut feeling before? You ever heard about a gut feeling? That's what he's talking about. He was in deep trouble. Y'all understand that? I mean, he was in deep trouble. Listen, what he's saying here in this passage of scripture here, listen to me carefully, it was so hard. He said my heart was grieved. See, he used the word heart. Now he goes on, and I was pricked in my reign. So you see right here, they'll mention both. You see the heart, and then now reign. So he's going from his heart, then he goes all the way down to his inner part. You understand that makeup? You understand what I'm saying? He's talking about his organs here. He's talking about every bit of it was affected. And can I tell you something? When you get to that point, you're in bad shape. And please, and I'm not picking on anyone, no one, shape or form. Can I tell you something? Some Christians do commit suicide. It can get just that tough. This is where he was. He was in bad shape, brother. He said, until I went to the sanctuary. But now he's looking back and saying how terrible shape he was in. Now, notice, I'm going to explain it to you. He was just like a wild animal, because I'm going to give you the next verse. Notice verse 22. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a what? Beast before thee. He was a beast before God. Now, could I tell you something? All these accusations, it wasn't against anybody else. Guess who he was talking to? Guess who these accusations was against? I answer it. He was talking to God. But you notice in this passage of Scripture, you ready for this? In this whole passage of Scriptures, God never said anything to him. God is a God of long-suffering. And see, you understand what's happening here. He's complaining to God. Y'all understand that? He let Satan cast suspicions upon the character of God. Guess what? He was looking at the wrong thing. Guess what? And it caused him to have false accusations against God. You understand that? So guess what? He's suspicious of God. God, you're good to them, but you're not good to me. That's what he's saying here. And God never said anything. Let me help you with something here. Notice what else he says here. He said, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. You know what he's saying here? Y'all ready for this? There's time when we get our mind, God said, I'm going to wait you out till you come to your mind, till you come to your senses. He said, I'm going to let you run your mouth, and you're going to come back to me. You're going to realize... You're going to realize that you're out of your mind, boy. And then you're going to realize, I'm not going to say nothing to you. Let you talk. I'm going to wait you out. You'll be back. You'll come to your senses. Isn't that what happened? Don't we get all bent out of shape? God said, I'm just going to wait you out. You'll come to your senses after a while. You'll realize who I am after a while. Y'all understand? You know, some people say, well, he's just talking. Just let him talk. Then that's how we told them in counseling, just let them talk, just let them, right? And some people just give us the blue, just wait them out, they'll calm down. Notice what he says here now. He said, nevertheless, I am continually with thee.
Notice all these things I'm doing. God said, hey, listen, I'm not going to cast you out. I'm not going to jump on you. I'm not going to, listen to me carefully. I'm not going to get mad with you. I'm not going to get angry with you. I'm going to let you just come to your senses. Why? Because what's in you had never left. See, only thing happened to you, you got to looking at the wrong thing. And God said, after a while, you get your eyes back on me after a while. Just come to the sanctuary. Until he came to the sanctuary, he said, then understood I therein. You know what happened in the sanctuary? People are going to love on you. I saw that this morning. Huh? People are going to pray for you at the sanctuary. Amen. Huh? Boy, isn't that good? Don't he want us to be together? Fellowship with one another. Love on one another. Pray for one another. And y'all understand? And guess what? He's doing all this. Bring us all together. Amen. Knit it together. But what happened? He has separated himself from God's people. But back in the sanctuary, he's back with God's people. Think about it now. Yeah, think about it. It's not good to backslide. It's not good to stay out of church. Don't separate yourself. I tell my men, don't get on an island all by yourself. You'll get yourself in trouble. And not only that, you don't see this in the passage of Scripture, but I don't want to say it, pride gets in the way as well. But this is not what we're talking about tonight. But notice what he said, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. In other words, you ready for this? Not only that he was looking and affected his eyes and whatever. He went into the sanctuary. We see that now that he's back with God. Now notice he looked back and saw how bad a shape he was in. Now guess what? When he said, nevertheless, I am continuing with thee, thou hast holden me by my right hand. You know what he's saying? He said, listen, all these things I've said against God, guess what? He still got me locked in. He said, I'll never leave you, nor what? Hey, Lord, I'm continually with thee. I'm still locked in, amen. No matter what kind of accusations you charge God with, guess what? You still locked in. Well, what a God we serve. I mean, what a compassionate God. Because I'm going to tell you something, my friend, and praise God, I'm not God, amen. I would have zapped you. You saying this about me? Well, praise God, we have a God that is long-suffering, amen, and compassionate. And all these things, amen, we can say about God, amen, that he's a righteous God. And he knows, listen to me carefully, what this guy's going through. So God said, I'm just going to wait a minute. Now, notice what he says in the next verse. Thou shalt guide me with thy what? Counsel, and afterwards receive me in glory. Not even locked in. God said, I'm going to keep you in. He's going to take them all the way to glory. Amen. Notice what else he says here in this verse 25. Whom have I in heaven besides me? This is what his question is. He said, whom have I in heaven but thee? You see what the sanctuary did? Put his eyes back on God. And guess what? There's a singleness now. Boy, he said, who am I in heaven? Who? He says here in this verse. Let me read it here again here. He said, whom have I in heaven but thee? Notice what else he says here. And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. You see what happened? He was going this way, but when he went in the sanctuary, oh man, he saw some things, didn't he? That changed his mind, his perspective of seeing things. That God got his eyes on heavenly things. Y'all see that? And then he says here in this verse here, there's none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Okay, listen, his eyes also the wicked now. His eyes off of his prosperity. You know, his eyes off of being envious anymore. Y'all understand that? Now his eyes turn toward God. Notice what else he says here in this verse.
He said, my flesh and my heart faileth thee, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Locked in. He was kept in. Now he's strengthening in God. Even his heart. He said, in my heart faileth thee. My flesh and my heart faileth thee. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Listen to me carefully now. And I'm going to say this one more time. I'm going to be redundant at it. Until he came into the sanctuary. People, church is very important. Very important. And I'm going to plug something in. You may shoot bullets at me. I don't care. And I'm not here, Brother Ken, no, I'm not here to tear up your church. You know that. I never done that. But I will say something. If at all possible, if you can be here in Sunday school, you need to be here. Now I'm going to say amen all by myself. Amen. Don't just wait to church. Get here in Sunday school. That's going to be a listen to me carefully. I was always taught coming up, you know, and when you're asking God, praying to God, you know, it's always yea, nay, or wait. We all heard that, haven't we? Well, let me give you one more, and I hope it stick with you. What if he tell you already given it to you, but you wasn't here to get it? Huh? I used to work shift work years ago, and this time I work over. My wife would have my dinner on there. Y'all may call it supper or whatever, but it don't matter as long as I was eating. But she would have it on the table waiting on me, brother. But I wouldn't show up. Was that her problem? No. She had it there. And God said, listen, I got your food for you this morning. Just show up and get it. Amen. So Sunday school is very, very important. If you have it, you need to be here. All the time you're set for that, okay? There may be something else going on. I don't know, but you need to be here. I'll tell you what I got this morning, you need to be here. Huh? What I got this morning, Sunday school, I'm picking a Sunday school now, and church as well. I'm just being Sunday school hour. I got something. I sure did. And guess what? You need to be here. And that'll be a sad thing if God will tell you, you weren't here to get it.
Right.
Let me tell you something else, okay? And we're going to finish, okay? Let me share something else with you. A lot of times we pray to God about things. You ready for this? He said, if you open your Bible, you'll find out what happened. Uh-huh. If you open your Bible, you'll get your answer.
Right.
A lot of times he asked the Pharisees, and I'm not calling you a Pharisee or Sadducee. I am not, okay? But I preach a message, and it really was geared towards us. Really, we ought to be students of God's word. Amen. I don't care what you preach, teacher, whatever. But there's a layman. We ought to be students of God's word. Plenty of time the Pharisees asked Jesus Christ a question. You know what his response was? Have you not read? And then he mentioned, he said, have you never read in the scriptures? And he'll go on and tell them what, you understand, the Old Testament, whatever. They were questioning about stuff, brother, trying to trick it. But he'd ask you, have you not read? Now, what about his people? And he's praying to God, he said, have you not read? You remind when we're going through trials and tribulation, and in the book of James, we all know the book of James, so I will quote it, you know, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptation. He said, have you not read the book of James when I told you when? Count it all joy when? He said, have you not read Peter when he said, think it not strange concerning the fire of trial will try you, as though some strange things happen unto you, but rejoicing as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering?
Amen.
Have you not read that? Have you not read when I had Paul to write down, you know, we glory in tribulations? Y'all see that? And so listen to me carefully, and I don't want to get on the rabbit trail, but so we're going to catch him, okay? But notice, all I'm saying to you here, all I'm saying to you that we need to be in the sanctuary, we need to be in Sunday school, we need to be on our knees, we need to read God's word.
Amen.
That'll help us in a lot of situations that we're in, and it'll keep us from getting in situations that you would get in if you stay in God's word. Stay in the sanctuary. Stay in God's word. You understand? Stay on your knees. It's the way I look at it. Reading your Bible, prayer, tribulations. Come back. Reading your Bible, prayer, tribulation or suffering. Reading your Bible, prayer, suffering. Read your Bible, prayer, suffering. You understand that? When God used the word to tribulation or tribulations, it is geared to draw you back to God, not to run you from God. And so if you take it right, it's always going to bring you back to God. Notice his situation here. It brought him back to God. It didn't run him away. It brought, listen, David said it was good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. That's what David said. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Y'all see that? And so you got the Bible, reading your Bible, prayer, suffering. It's going to take you back to God. Reading your Bible, prayer, suffering. It's going to take you right back to God. Why? Because we'll never get enough, won't we? Well, we never exhaust the things of God. I don't see nowhere in my Bible God said, okay, you're too deep now. Bro, you're getting too deep. Huh? Hey, you're getting too high. You're getting too close to me. Now back up. Nowhere in my Bible. You can get as deep as you want to with God. You can get as high as you want to with God. You can get as close as you want to with God. That's your responsibility. Now, notice what he says in closing here. Notice what he says. In my flesh, my heart is failing, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee, listen, shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring are from thee. Okay, now, he said now, but it is good. Say that word good. Good. Say it again. Good. It is good for me to draw nigh to God. isn't that what I just said? Hey, you're gonna draw nigh to God, reading your Bible, studying your Bible, amen, then prayer, and then suffering. Then you're gonna come back to God. You understand what I'm saying? And guess what? God continues to want you to, listen, he wants you to come back for more and 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 more. He said, but it's good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord, and the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Notice he's locked in. He's kept in. He's strengthening God. Why? Because he's trusting in God. Isn't that something? What a God we serve. What a God that we serve. And all he wants us to do, listen to me carefully, is just, listen, we don't have to go through the things this guy went through. But we have. But knowing now, we read the scriptures. A lot of times we read it, and then guess what? God, one of these days, he'll give you light to those scriptures. He'll open your eyes to them. And you know exactly what's said here. And you know what really helped me? Read the entire verse, the entire chapter, not just part of it. And you'll see where he was. He was in bad shape, for he was looking at the wrong things. And then when God brought him back, when he got to the sanctuary, when he went into the sanctuary. And could I tell you something, friend? Don't get to the point when you're going to singing yourself out. And God may send one of the saints, one of your brothers or sisters by to get you back in the sanctuary. You know what happens? And pastor, you can attest to this. A lot of time you're trying to get them back and they turn against you. They turn against the people of God. Because they refuse to go back for the place where they're going to get help at. Isn't that sad? We can get to the point where we can leave and never come back. The longer you stay out, the worse it is to get back in. Y'all understand that? And all I'm saying to you, please, let's start looking at the right source. Keep our focus on God. Amen. You can easily get off track if you begin to look at the foolish or the prosperity of the wicked. It will affect you. I'm telling you now, it will affect you. Don't look at what they got. God has given you all, my friend. Notice his final
that he will declare. And that's what it says, that I may declare all, not some, all thy works. You see that now he can go back to the wicked, guess what, and be a help to them. Y'all see that? Not look at them, be envy against them, but to help them. Those people need the Lord as well, don't they? Y'all understand that? But we can't help them when we're following them, when we're envious, y'all understand, of them. When we're foolish, them, I didn't say you're a fool, but I said foolish.
Yes.
That is foolish thinking.
Yes.
Foolish looking. Get in the sanctuary. And if you don't, anything else that you've heard tonight, and I'm talking about church, okay? Stay in church. Stay in church. Stay in church. Y'all ready for this? Even when you go take vacation, if it happened to be on a Sunday, you get in somebody's church, a good church. I know one man, name of Mr. Kelly, no kin to me. I guess, I don't know. But anyway, his name is Kelly. His was EY. Okay, I'm full-blooded Irish. He had Irish. But anyway, it's his home going. He was in heaven now. His daughter stood up and said this. London, you correct me if I'm wrong. She said, 37 years my dad missed one Sunday in church. Now, I understand we can be hindered in other ways. I'm not. Y'all understand. There's sometimes it may be work or sick or whatever. But if you can, be here. She said, even vacation, my dad would take vacation Monday through Friday, Saturday home for church. That Sunday. And I said, what a testimony. 37 years. One Sunday. 37 years. Boy, I can't say that, could you? I haven't been even saved 37 years. I got 31 years. I was saved in 83. But I can't tell you in 31 years that I missed just one Sunday. Just one. But please, get in church. Stay in church. This is where your strength is. This is where your power. Amen. This is where God's really going to help you. Okay. This is where God gives you an appetite. Pastor can't give you all, but guess what? Boy, it'd be good if I can take that Bible with Christ that preached on today or whatever and take it and just follow up on it. You know, get you a good meal out of it. Amen. Get you a good meal. Let me have you to stand, please. All heads bowed and eyes closed. Just before.